so long, I can't wait to get back home. Home to the Lone Star State another day, I just can't wait. Look out, boys, I'm headed your way. I got a mind that wanders in a 57 Chevrolet. Hold on tight, I got a license to fly. With a pedal to the metal, watch me roll on by. While I boogie back to Texas.
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 We're gonna boogie back to Texas, 8 feet to the mile. Rolling out of New York, Philadelphia, PA.
Well, of course, that is Asleep at the Wheel with Boogie Back to Texas, and that is what we do every week right here on the Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM, KVSHLP, Vashon Island, Washington. Yeah, we boogie back to Texas with songs from Texas musicians, and I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, former resident of Morgan's Point, Texas, and Austin, Texas. Bring these tunes to you every week, and tonight we have a bit of a genre-bending, quirky show. And in my occasional cruise through the ether, I ran across CentralTrack.com, a website that had the temerity to pick and rank the top 100 Texas musicians. And rather than take issue with their ranking, I used the site to pick out musicians we haven't heard here on Boogie Back, or maybe just once before, and the result, as I said, is rather genre-bending and quirky. We're going to lead off with two artists with rich backgrounds in music, leading off with one well-known in a whole bunch of different ways. Here's T-Bone Burnett and his song, maybe about climate change, It's Not Too Late.
The wind turns like a dagger, the rain falls like a hammer, the sky has grown dark, but it's not too late. The weather crashes down, what's lost cannot be found, the night is closing, but it's not too late. It's not too late, it's not too late. It's not too late, it's not too late. The atmosphere is lethal, but I will fear no evil. The ocean rolls like thunder, the tempest pulls asunder, the dogs are howling, but it's not too late. As broken structures rust, false idols turn to dust, all lies in ashes, and it's not too late. It's not too late, it's not too late. It's not too late, it's not too late. The atmosphere is lethal, but I will fear no evil. Thank you.
Austin resident Will Johnson on acoustic guitar and vocals with the song Cornelius that appeared on his album Wire Mountain. It was released in September of 2019. With him on that song was Lindsey Vorell on backup vocals and John D. Graham, whom we've heard before on Boogie Back a couple times. John D. was on lap steel and electric guitar. I first learned about Will when I did a show on Texas musicians who also are visual artists. And Will, I guess he's classified as a folk artist, focused on his love for baseball and its history. He shows his work at, among other places, a place called the Yard Dog Gallery in Austin, Texas, on South Congress, maybe about 10 blocks away from where we used to live. Will also has been in a variety of bands in his career, including Centromatic and South San Gabriel. Fun fact to know, he was born in Kennett, Missouri, and his babysitter was Sheryl Crow, when he lived there anyway. We let off that set with T-Bone Burnett and It's Not Too Late, a song co-written by Elvis Costello from the album with a great title, The Criminal Under My Hat. You also heard Mark O'Connor on violin. T-Bone was raised in Fort Worth, and he's got a lot in common. He and I do. He played golf from age 7. He was on the golf team in high school, as was I. But I think that's it. Anyway, more pertinent to this show, he was a guitarist in Dylan's band in 1970s, and he received a whole bunch of Grammys for his work in film music, including Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, Cold Mountain, Walk the Line, Crazy Heart. He also won a Grammy for producing Raising Sand with Alison Krauss and Robert Plant. That's a really a good album. And he helped start the careers of Counting Crows, Los Lobos, Sam Phillips, and Gillian Welch, and is credited with revitalizing the careers of Greg Allman and Roy Orbison. He's been a busy guy. You listen to Boogie Back to Texas on the Voice of Vashon, Your Island Connection. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. I'm picking some songs from Texas musicians that appeared on CentralTrack.com's Top 100 Texas Musicians, featuring those who we haven't really played before, except maybe once on Boogie Back. We're going to turn now to a couple pop songs, but really different kinds of pop. We're going to lead off with somebody who is categorized as a country singer and who has one of the smoothest voices I've heard from anybody, country singer or not. Here's Jim Reeves with He'll Have to Go.
Put your sweet lips a little closer to the phone. Let's pretend that we're together all alone. I'll tell the man to turn the jukebox way down low, and you can tell your friend there with you he'll have to go. Whisper to me, tell me, do you love me true? Or is he holding you the way I do? Though love is blind, make up your mind, I've got to know. Should I hang up, or will you tell him he'll have to go? You can't say the words I want to hear while you're with another man. Do you want me answer yes or no? Darling, I will understand. Put your sweet lips a little closer to the phone. Let's pretend that we're together all alone. I'll tell the man to turn the jukebox way down low, and you can tell your friend there with you he'll have to go.
Thank you.
That was Edie Brickell and New Bohemians with What I Am. Came from their debut album, Shootin' Rubber Bands at the Stars, released in 1998. That song reached number 7 on the Billboard charts, and the album reached number 4. Edie was born in Oak Cliff, a neighborhood in Dallas that also has spawned some other pretty good musicians, Michael Martin Murphy, Jimmy and Stevie Ray Vaughan, B.W. Stevenson, and NBA star Dennis Rodman. Yikes, what a group. That record was the only real hit that Edie had, but her career kind of got rejuvenated when she teamed up with Steve Martin and his banjo and released Love Has Come For You. That came out in 2013, and they went on tour, too. She is married to Paul Simon, whom she met while performing on Saturday Night Live, November 5th, 1988. Mark that day on your calendar. Before Edie, we heard Jim Reeves with He'll Have to Go. That was released in November of 1959. And it got to number 2 on the charts. He was born in Galloway, Texas, in way northeast Texas, just about on the Louisiana border. He went to UT on a baseball scholarship, but he quit in order to go down to the shipyards in Houston, earn a little money down there. His career took off in the early 50s, launched in the same way that Elvis's career and Jerry Lee Lewis's career on the Louisiana Hayride. He was a hit on the pop charts as well as the country charts, especially with some Christmas songs that he had. He died when the plane that he was piloting crashed in a thunderstorm outside of Nashville. Listen to Boogie Back to Texas on The Voice of Ashon, your island connection. I am your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for listening.
This portion of VOV programming is supported by the Mostly True Vashon Tours. Based on the popular Mostly True history book series, these tours offer a lighthearted history of our islands and show you where historical events actually happened. Along the way, you'll experience local foods, spirits, and recreation. For more information and tickets, visit VashonTours.com.
VOV programming support is provided by the Recess Lab, Vashon's favorite place to hang out. Literally, the bouldering wall is open with classes, open climb, and shoe rentals. Drop-ins are welcome at the Recess Lab, right behind the KVSH studio in the heart of town. Find him on the web at VashonLab.com. What a voice. I said at the top of the show that it was a little bit quirky, and we're about to get into that quirky part. We've already bent a few genres so far. We're going to lead off this 3-song set with Mac Davis, and he's live with a little sing-along called It's Hard to Be Humble.
Back a few months ago, I was headlining at a great big nightclub, and he put me up a couple of days early. I came in a couple of days early, and they put me up at what they call the Star Suite. Now, here I am, headliner in one of the biggest nightclubs in the country, and I wake up at 8 o'clock in the morning in this Star Suite all by myself. Yeah, that's what I said. Aw. But I did what I've always done, man, to cheer myself up. I picked up my guitar, I sat down, I wrote me a little song. Now this is how it feels to be alone at the top of the hill and trying to figure out why. Oh Lord, it's hard to be humble when you're perfect in every way. I can't wait to look in the mirror, 'cause I get better looking each day. To know me is to love me. I must be a hell of a man. Oh Lord, it's hard to be humble, but I'm doing the best that I can. I used to have a girlfriend, but I guess she just couldn't compete with all of these love-starved women who keep clamoring at my feet. Well, I probably could find me another, but I guess they're all in awe of me. Who cares? I never get lonesome, 'cause I treasure my own company. Oh Lord, it's hard to be humble. You're perfect in every way. Can't wait to look in the mirror. Can't wait to look in the mirror.
Help me out now, come on.
I get better looking each day.
To know me is to what? To know me is to love me. Must be a hell of a man. I must be a hell of a man. Oh, Lord, it's hard. Lord, it's hard to be humble when you're doing what? We're doing the best that we can. I guess you could say I'm a loner, a cowboy outlaw, tough and proud. Well, I could have lots of friends if I wanted, but then I wouldn't stand out from the crowd. Some folks say that I'm egotistical. Hell, I don't even know what that means. I guess it has something to do with the way that I fill out my skin tight blue jeans. Whoa. Come on, where's all the kickers in here? Oh, Lord, it's hard to be humble when you're perfect in every way. When you're perfect in every way. Can't wait to look in the mirror. I can't wait to look in the mirror, cause I get better looking. I get better looking each day. To know me is to what? To know me is to love me. Must be a hell of a man. Must be a hell of a man. Oh, Lord, it's hard. Lord, it's hard to be humble. What are we doing? We're doing the best that we can. One more time. What are we doing? We're doing the best that we can. Give yourself a hand.
Yee-haw! Oh, I'm just a typical American boy from a typical American town. I believe in God and Senator Dodd and keeping old Castro down. And when it came my time to serve, I knew better dead than red. But when I got to my old draft board, buddy, this is what I said. Sarge, I'm only 18, I got a ruptured spleen and I always carry a purse. I've got eyes like a bat and my feet are flat and my asthma's getting worse. Yes, think of my career, my sweetheart dear, my poor old invalid aunt. Besides, I ain't no fool, I'm a-going to school and I'm a-working in a defense plant. I got a dislocated disc and a racked up back. I'm allergic to flowers and bugs. And when the bombshell hits, I get epileptic fits and I'm addicted to 1,000 drugs. I got the weakness woes, I can't touch my toes, I can hardly reach my knees. And if the enemy came close to me, oh, I'd probably start to sneeze. I'm only 18, got a ruptured spleen, and I always carry a purse. I've got eyes like a bat, and my feet are flat, and my asthma's getting worse. Yes, think of my career, my sweetheart dear, my poor old invalid aunt. Besides, I ain't no fool, I'm a-going to school, and I'm a-working in a defense plant. Ooh, I hate showing lie, and I hope he dies, but one thing you gotta see, that someone's gotta go over there, and that someone isn't me. So I wish you well, Sarge, give him hell. Kill me 1,000 or so. And if you ever get a war without blood and gore, I'll be the first to go. Yes, I'm only 18, I got a ruptured spleen, and I always carry a purse. I've got eyes like a bat, and my feet are flat, and my asthma's getting worse. Yes, think of my career, my sweetheart dear, my poor old invalid aunt. Besides, I ain't no fool, I'm a-going to school and I'm working in a defense plant.
She kind of breezed into town from New Orleans and said, boys, I'm Big John's Cajun Queen. I didn't come here to argue or waste anybody's time. I just come to get my man from your dirty old mind. Cause he moves me. Now where you give up for old Queenie's gonna start, cause I got a powerful love in my heart. So just show me the hole way down in the ground and tell the whole wide world Big John's been found. And he's living. So down in the mine without a sign of a light, old Queenie went looking for John that night. She found him there at the bottom of the pit and placed a red-hot kiss on his cold blue lips. he started breathing. She waited a minute and then she kissed him again, and old John got the power of 100 men. Up he come a clawing and a digging like a mole. Said, come on, Queenie, we're gonna leave this hole. They started walking. Now a roar from the crowd greeted this fine pair as they both walked out in that cool night air. And up for silence went Big John's hand, and the Queen said, I told you I'd get my man. 'Cause he moves me. You can find him today, they're down in New Orleans. Big Bad John and his Cajun Queen. They're a little bit wrinkled from the strain of time, but their love's just as strong as that night in the mine. 110 grandchildren. Now the moral of this story has a real clear omen. Don't you ever underestimate the power of a woman.
Jimmy Dean, he of the Sausage fame, and the song The Cajun Queen. Now that's the second in the trilogy of songs about Big Bad John. The third was Little Big Bad John about his son. Jimmy was born in Plainview, Texas, in the Panhandle, and he had a radio show back in D.C. in the mid-50s, and Patsy Cline and Roy Clark got their starts on his show. From 63 to 66, I think it was, he had his own variety show, and he helped to expose a lot of country stars on that. He started a sausage company about 1969, which grew partially because of his silly commercials. Before Jimmy, we heard Phil Oakes, a protest singer, with Draft Dodger Rag from his album I Ain't Marching Anymore, released in 1966, and any of you old enough to remember the draft, you can understand that. Phil was born in El Paso, and he moved a lot in his youth. When he landed in Columbus, Ohio, he was recognized as a talented clarinetist, and even he became the principal soloist before he was 16 in the Capital University of Music. After being thrown in jail in Miami for sleeping on a park bench, he decided to become a journalist, and then an activist, and then a folk singer, and then a protest singer, and with his breakout came at the Newport Folk Festival in 1963 when he performed Draft Dodger Rag, and his career grew and morphed until drinking and untreated bipolar disorder got him. He committed suicide in 1976. And we got off that set with Mac Davis, and It's Hard to Be Humble from his Stop and Smell the Roses album. Mac's from Lubbock. He's had a pretty rich and varied career himself. He became famous as a songwriter working for Nancy Sinatra's company, writing 4 hit songs for Elvis, such as In the Ghetto. And he wrote and recorded I Believe in Music about the same time that he was awarded Country Music Entertainer of the Year. And like Jimmy Dean, he had his own TV variety show, and he worked in films and on Broadway. You listen to Boogie Back to Texas on the Voice of Ashon. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, picking some Texas artists from a website's top 100 Texas musicians list. Well, we might as well continue in the rather quirky vein with 3 covers, the likes of which, frankly, I have not heard before. We're going to do a little, I'm going to call it a polyphonic spree sandwich, with Brave Combo acting as the slices of musical bread. So we lead off with Brave Combo's polka cover of People Are Strange.
People are strange when you're a stranger. Faces look ugly when you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're unwanted. Streets are uneven when you're down, when you're strange. Faces come out of the rain, rain, rain. When you're strange, strange, no one remembers your name. When you're strange, when you're strange, when you're strange. We'll be right back.
get when you're unwanted. Streets are uneven when you're down, when you're strange. Faces come out of the rain, rain, rain. When you're strange, rain, no one remembers your name. When you're strange, when you're strange, when you're strange.
Oh,
That was Purple Haze, at least defined by Brave Combo, a kind of a polka rock world beat band based in Denton, Texas. They've been around for more than 35 years. They won a Grammy even in 1999 for Best Polka Album. They've appeared in a number of TV shows, and I count 34 albums that they have released in the U.S. And I'm not sure what it is about Denton and the University of North Texas, but they have turned out some, shall we say, rather different bands, with Brave Combo for one and Bowling for Soup, to name a couple. Before Brave Combo, we heard the Polyphonic Spree with Neil Young's Heart of Gold, and that band is out of Dallas. They were formed in about 2000, and as you could hear, they have a wide variety of instruments, including a flute, horns, strings, percussion, viola, guitars, a choir, and like many choirs, they wear long, flowing robes, often white, but occasionally red. This one, they were white with a red heart. They got their first boost from South by Southwest in 2002, and then they were invited to David Bowie's London Meltdown Festival that same year. And their music began to be picked up for TV ads and for other spots, and their own music continues to be used in a variety of TV shows. And lead off that set was Brave Combo's take on The Doors' People Are Strange. Some of the same elements appear in this show as well. You're listening to Boogie Back to Texas on the Voice of Vashon, and I am your host, Jeff Fletcher, playing an exceptionally wide variety of genres of music this evening. Thanks for listening in.
Voice of Vashon thanks Windermere Real Estate for its support, making our community information programming and our emergency alert service possible. Find them on the web at windermerevashon.com.
VOV programming support is provided by the Vashon Island Chamber of Commerce. The Chamber represents over 250 member businesses and organizations on Vashon and supports the community by organizing events such as Halloween, Easter, Christmas, and of course, Strawberry Festival. Better businesses make a better island. More info at VashonChamber.com.
Thanks to all those folks. We appreciate all your support. I was going to say we're going to switch gears, but we really aren't going to do that much. We're still a little bit quirky. Our next song could have been used in one of the shows I did that featured story songs, and it is a crime story. So here is Billy Joe Shaver with the true story of the circumstances surrounding his shooting a guy in the face outside of a bar one night. Billy Joe Shaver with a little help from Willie, and the song is Wacko from Waco.
I'm Wacko from Waco, ain't no doubt about it. Shot a man there in the head, but can't talk much about it. He's trying to shoot me, but he took too long to aim. Anybody in my place would have done the same. I don't start fights, I finish fights, that's the way I'll always be. I'm Wacko from Waco, you best not mess with me. Joe Jamel said I was like a flying buttermilk. Trapped in a Waco bottle, I was bound to get killed. Dar Jamel said, Billy, Houston's where you need to be. If you're going back to Waco, you're leaving without me. It's nice to be important, more important to be nice. If you're shooting dice in Waco, you'll roll snake eyes every time. Dick DeGarin took my case and didn't charge a thing. He said Waco bells would be easy to unring. Willie Nelson, Bob Duvall, and Logan V2 stood right up for me the way they always do. I'm damned if I don't, damned if I do. I'm a wacko from Waco, I'm telling you the truth. I was born in Corsicana. They said, Billy, can you do it? I said, of course I can, just point it out and I'll get right to it. Corsicana, Texas has been real good to me. They knew I had to shoot that man before that man shot me. I should have known the truth would finally set me free. I guess living down in Waco made it wacko out of me.
Wacko from Waco is
still on the run. A writer, a singer, a son of a gun. Don't cross him, don't boss him, stay out of his way. And don't give him no trouble, cause you'll just make his day. I'm damned if I don't, damned if I do. I'm wacko from Waco, I'm telling you the truth. I'm damned if I don't, damned if I do. I'm wacko from Waco, you finally heard the truth.
Jones was just 15, could have been homecoming queen, but she had a child and she lived at the Salvation Army. Now she has a thrift store of her own, raises money for folks without a home. Too bad she'll never find a home for me. And Tom Baker was a friend of mine, knew him in his Irish fighting prime. He was an actor, sometimes he directed. Yeah, the Baker man, he was my friend. He stuck with me until the end. It came a little sooner than expected. Resurrection, that's the name of the song. Resurrection, now that I've been down so long. Don't know where I'm going, ain't got no direction. Resurrection. Resurrection. Aunt Susie died completely healed, but you gotta play the hand you deal. Susie, I'm so glad you came along. Embraced by light, bathed in tears. She'd been clean for 7 years, but resurrection was the name of the song. I still miss my mom and dad, two best friends I ever had. They were always with me from the start. All the shows in all the towns, all the ups and all the downs, they were walking with me in my heart. Resurrection, that's the name of the song. Resurrection, now that I've been down so long. Don't know where I'm going, ain't got no resurrection. Resurrection. You might think that I'm too old to be out playing on the road, instead of staying home where I belong. You might think that it ain't right to be out driving half the night. No, it ain't right.
It ain't even wrong.
It's resurrection. That's the name of the song, Resurrection. Now that I've been down so long, I don't know where I'm going, ain't got no direction. Resurrection, Resurrection. What's in my heart is in my soul, is in a day-old donut hole eaten by an off-duty cop in San Francisco. Nights are getting colder, but there's an angel on my shoulder. Somehow she always gets me to the next show. Resurrection,
resurrection.
That's the name of the song. Resurrection,
resurrection.
Habit I've been down so long. Don't know where I'm going, ain't got no direction. Resurrection, resurrection. Resurrection.
Do you know the Baker man?
Resurrection.
You can make it, baby.
Resurrection.
We're with you, sonny boy.
Resurrection. Resurrection.
We're all in this together.
Resurrection. Resurrection. Resurrection.
Kinky Friedman with Resurrection from his new CD of the same name. That was released back in 2019. You also heard Willie Nelson on some of the vocals. And since I started this program almost 4 years ago, I've looked off and on for a song by Kinky Friedman that I could play legally and morally on the air. Kinky has a seriously warped sense of humor. He manages to offend virtually everyone. As a matter of fact, his show for Austin City Limits is the only one that has never been aired because of his rather offensive lyrics for just about everybody. He styles himself in kind of in the mold of Will Rogers and Mark Twain, and he's not only a singer-songwriter with 18 albums, he also is a novelist with 25 or more books to his credit. Many of them are mysteries. He also is a politician, and he ran for governor of Texas in 2006. And in a field of six, he came in fourth with about 12.5% of the popular vote. And near dear to my heart, he founded Utopia Animal Rescue Ranch near Kerrville, whose mission is to care for stray, abused, and aging animals. More than 1,000 dogs have been saved from euthanasia through their efforts down there in Kerrville. Before the Kingster, we heard Billy Joe Shaver, as you heard, from Corsicana, Texas, which also happens to be the fruitcake capital of the world. Parents of marching band students understand the importance of that. You just heard about a major event in his life, and another one was when he lost the better part of two fingers while working in a lumber mill, and he then retaught himself how to play the guitar without those two digits. And his musical career started in Nashville, writing songs for Waylon Jennings. And in fact, on Waylon's album Honky Tonk Heroes, most of it is made up of Billy Joe's songs. He also does voiceovers and has appeared in a few movies. And more recently, after the death of his wife and his son, he found God. And we've heard one song from him before in the show about that. You listen to songs from Texas musicians whom we have not heard before on Boogie Back to Texas, except maybe once. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, and thanks for listening in. We're going to head toward the door with another cover, and this one from Billy Preston. And he's that great keyboard player born in Houston. And Billy played the song a lot with a band that you may have heard of. Here's the song Get Back with Billy Preston.
Get back, yeah.
Preston with Get Back. Of course, written and performed by the Beatles, often with Billy on the keyboards. And that came from Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band Movie from 1978. Billy played some keys with Little Richard, Sam Cooke, Ray Charles, and the Beatles. And in fact, many call him the fifth Beatle. He also played some keys with the Rolling Stones on their tours during the 70s. He was entirely self-taught and kind of a prodigy because as a child, by age 10, he was playing organ for several gospel singers, the likes of Mahalia Jackson, for example. He had a lifelong struggle with sexuality after being sexually abused as a child and later had significant drug problems due in large part to those struggles, and he died in 2006. Before we leave tonight, I would be remiss if I didn't mention, I mentioned before about Kinky Friedman and his animal rescue group. There's a little group on the island called VIP, and there's a fundraiser that VIP is having on March 3rd, Tuesday evening, March 3rd at around 6 o'clock, I believe it is, and it is going to be at the Vashon Theater. Some about cat videos. Stay tuned to the Voice of Vashon. You will hear more about that in the future. I'm Jeff Fletcher, your host, and we're going to head out the door of Boogie Back to Texas with a little jazzy funk, courtesy of King Curtis, a premier sax player from Fort Worth. You've heard him do some riffs on Aretha's Respect and Yakety Yak by the Coasters. Here is Curtis Owsley, also known as King Curtis, and the Memphis Soul Stew. Cook it up, King Curtis.
Today's special is Memphis Soul Stew. We sell so much of this, people wonder what we put in it. We're gonna tell you right now. Give me about a half a teacup of bass. Now I need a pound of fat back drums. Now give me 4 tablespoons of ballin' Memphis guitars. This gonna taste all right. Now just a little pinch of organ. Now give me a half a pint of horn. Bring to a boil. That's it, that's it, that's it right there. Now beat well.